Come in. Oh, hey, yeah, I forgot I scheduled this meeting. Give me a second to finish drafting up this email. Done something wrong? Well, would you say you've done something recently that would make me schedule a one-to-one meeting with you? No? Well, that's interesting. Hey, will you come over here to spell check this email? I've got it scheduled to go live in 12 hours. I just want to make sure there are no mistakes before I send it company-wide. That? Oh, you're right. Yeah, there should be a comma between those words. Oh, you mean the picture I attached? You mean the one I found on your unlocked company laptop? Where it looks like you're having a bit of fun in one of the meeting rooms, I want to say. I know you started a few years ago, but surely you remember our company's policies against keeping personal files on our computers. And I'm sure we didn't have to tell you not to masturbate in the office. It's kind of a common sense thing. But apparently you decided to ignore that. And ignore the advice from IT to keep your laptop locked when you're not around. I think they had the idea of people stealing company secrets in mind, but I found something much more interesting. It's pretty obvious what I'm going to do with it, don't you think? Just imagine how embarrassing and mortifying it would be for you if everyone in the office saw this. All that hard work just gone in a moment of horniness and carelessness. Pay me? No, I don't want money, and you're going to have to sound a lot more desperate if that's going to work on me. But no, I don't want you to pay with your money. You can pay me with something else of yours, though. Your body. Don't give me that face. I've seen you look at me with those hungry eyes when I walk around the office. I've noticed that you really pay attention when I wear this tight red dress. Don't be embarrassed. I've been watching as well. You love to wear those almost too tight pants, the fabric straining around your ass, strutting around looking so fucking cocky. Like the cat that got the cream. But I think it's time for you to learn your place, don't you think? You've probably fantasized about fucking me on this desk right here, haven't you? Probably imagine me bent over right here, begging you to fuck me harder, to give me more cock. Well, baby boy, I'm sorry to pop your bubble, but I won't be the one saying that tonight. I'll show you what I mean. Come here and sit on my lap. That's it. You feel that, little boy? It's a toy, silly. And we're gonna have lots of fun with this, don't you worry. Don't want it. That's too bad. This is for me, not for you. Oh, sweetie, negotiations were over as soon as I found this cute little pic of yours. You don't want the rest of the office seeing it, right? No? You want to be a good little boy, don't you? Yes, mistress. Good. Now, stand up and turn around to face me. Take off your pants. Take them off. Now. Boxes, huh? I would have never guessed considering what a basic bitch you are. Take those off too. Good boy. That little cock is perfect. But it's mine now. Say it. say that pathetic little cock is my property. It's a nice change to see that mouth of yours saying something else that isn't smart-assy for once. But I have an even better use for it. Kneel in front of me. Open your mouth. Open. I said, open your mouth. Don't make me repeat myself again. Now take my cock in your mouth, just the tip. Good boy, you're learning. I want you to look up at me with those gorgeous eyes of yours as you suck the tip of my cock. Stroke that little cock that I now own. Yeah. Now go deeper. Fuck. You look good like this. You're making my pussy so wet just looking at you like this. That's right. Don't break eye contact until I say so. Use your tongue as you bob your head on my cock. Fuck me. This can't be your first time sucking cock, is it? I thought so. I bet you're quite the cock-sucking whore outside the office hours. How perfect for me then, because I can assume that you've taken cock in other places too. Get up. Up. Turn around. Now bend over my desk. Oh, this is just classic. Hands behind your back. That's it. Oh, I've dreamed of seeing you bent over like this in front of me. That sexy ass exposed and waiting for me. Is that pre-cum I see dripping? You like this, don't you? Fucking slut. Of course you do. You can say no all you want, but your body is saying otherwise. Now, time to get what I've been wanting all day. I've got to lube you up first. You feel my cock pressed up against that tight little hole of yours, slut? Nod if you want my cock. Now beg for my cock. Say it. God, that looks good. Your ass is so eager to take in my cock. Such a good little slutty boy. You want more, don't you? You can have the rest of me then. Oh, fuck. You look so good like this. Give me my little cock to play with. Oh, you're fucking dripping wet for me. Oh, yeah. That feels good, doesn't it? Oh, I can tell. You're straining so much in my hand. Don't pop just yet. I haven't given you permission yet. You're mine now. And you will only come when I say so. This is my fucking cock. This is my fucking ass. So you better behave. Good boy. Your hair is so nice to run my fingers through. It's even better if I use it to yank your head back, to arch your back nicely. That looks good, my slutty little boy. You've pleased me so well tonight. I think you deserve a reward now, don't you? Come for me. Come on. I want you to feel your balls empty as I pump in and out of that tight little ass of yours. Come for me. Come on. Come for me. That's it. That's a good boy. Give it all to mistress. I want every last drop of your cum. That's it. That was fun, wasn't it? No, don't be silly. Of course we aren't done here. I haven't come yet. And I'm really fucking horny after that. I've gotten tired of the office though. You're coming home with me tonight. So hurry up and clean yourself up. We have to be back here when the office opens in the morning to stop this email going out. Scheduled emails are such a pain in the ass, aren't they?